The woman looked flustered and tearful. She said she'd been maced.
Why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
I never imagined that I would wake up in Kolkata to messages about revolution, coups, and insurrection. About Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
Protesters scuffled with police. The Capitol was put on lockdown while law enforcement tried to regain control.
The images of rioting Donald Trump supporters running amok through the halls of the U.S. Capitol were shocking. But many around the globe were surely smirking that the self-appointed moral policemen of the world not only had feet of clay, but also wore Viking horns and furs. CNN's Jake Tapper was dumbfounded.
Yeah, it's just surreal. I feel like I'm talking to a correspondent reporting from the, you know, Bogota.
Much of the so-called third world, not just Bogota, bristled. Many parts of the globe, from Chile to Iran, know only too well that the United States happily jettisons its own pieties about democracy when inconvenient. Pakistani writer Mohammad Hanif put it, "Everyone outside the US already knew that being a world-class bully has always been part of the job of an American president. Americans are just shocked that Donald Trump chose not to play Mr. Nice Guy at home, calling the rioters special people."
So go home. We love you. You're very special.
As one of the most stinging social media quips about the whole affair put it, Americans recently found out it's much easier for them to change presidents in other countries than in their own. Jokes aside, U.S. has been understanding the meaning of Schadenfreude, the pleasure one feels in the misfortune of others. A Chinese state-owned tabloid put out side-by-side images of Hong Kong protesters storming that city's legislature in 2019 and the Trump supporters inside the Capitol building. What words did they use on Hong Kong and what words did they use on storming the Capitol, wondered a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson. But this comparison game is ultimately a race to the bottom. We shake our heads when Trump tweets, "There are things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots." But when Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi was assassinated by her Sikh bodyguards and massacres of Sikhs broke out in many parts of India, her son and successor seemed to downplay it when he said, "When a big tree falls, the ground shakes." But let's not forget that fundamental institutions of checks and balances still held firm. Judges, some appointed by Mr. Trump himself, refused to countenance his claims of electoral fraud. The media held firm. The editorials demanded Mr. Trump leave office. Cabinet secretaries have resigned. Most of his party, including the vice president, eventually accepted, if grudgingly, the constitutionally laid down process of transfer of power. Some even changed their tune.
"All I can say is count me out. Enough is enough."
Facebook and Twitter blocked the president's accounts. One hopes if push ever came to this kind of shove, the pillars of Indian democracy would hold as firm, shaken but not stirred from their purpose. As one of India's most eminent historians, Romila Thapar, writes in her recent book, Voices of Dissent, autonomy of institutions that uphold democracy is key.
Political theorists have talked about the three major aspects of governance, the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary. Now, all these three have to be groups that honor their autonomy and preserve their autonomy, which they have to have vis-a-vis the state. Otherwise, they merely become an arm of the government.
What happened in the United States might feel shocking, but we gloat at our own peril while we point fingers, in the words of the poet, at what rough beast it's our come around at last. Slouches towards the capital to be born. We forget that this creature, pumped up by conspiracy theories, fake news, and nationalist resentments, isn't unique to America at all. Neither is it just slouching anymore. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for TELW.